Hello everyone, welcome to Siakuma Podcast. It's Nico here. Today I'm so excited to be here today to be talking to you, ladies and gentlemen, because it's fantastic to be here. I'm sitting in the recording studio thinking, what can I talk to about today? Okay, let me take you through about, I know some people will be asking me, Nico, you talk about empowering. What does it really mean? You know what I mean? Like, what's the word meaning? I'll tell you about what it means to me. Is to do something that is empowering. It makes you more confident and makes you feel that you are in control of your life. That's what refugees want. That's what refugees need in the public. They want the public to give them that, empower them to feel like they're in control of their lives instead of being judged, to be looked down, especially by the government, using the refugees for their political stunt, you know. And personal, for me, I think learning how to produce a podcast and editing as well, that was an empowering experience for me. And still, I'm still learning, you know. Now you can see the UK elections are coming 2025. They're already campaigning using the refugees and asylum seekers as a winning point, you know. And that's really sad because to campaign using people who are in need and suffering, I think that's really terrible for those people who vote for them anyway. You can hear the Home Secretary from the UK. She said some very hate speech in the Washington, D.C. Yeah, in this, he was actually going on about refugees. And you know, it when you hear that, it's just like, in my own opinion, I'm just thinking like, that. Did she ever look around the world and see how many wars are people fighting the war? And if you look at those wars, who's supplying the and most of the supplies are from UK, okay? Food, medical, whatever, it's everywhere around the world. Where there's a war, UK is there. Where there's a war, UK is there. Where there's a war, UK is there. Look at now, they're jumping to Ukraine. They forgot about other refugees. Ukraine is the most important place in the world. Which means, I do agree, don't get me wrong. The innocent people of Ukraine, they deserve any protection like anybody else, no matter what, they do. But politicians, they don't deserve to use Ukrainian people as a war playing grounds, you know. Imagine, they build up all these machines, deliberately they're going to kill someone, and they choose Ukraine this time. They choose Africa. They choose Iran, Iraq. Every 5 years they have to choose something, but they never choose themselves. Just don't go there because I don't wanna cross the line. You know, there's a line in these days when you talk, you need to be careful. But again, if we stay careful all the time and we not raise our voices to be heard, they won't know how we feel. And that's why I talk on the podcast and talk to people. I'm not an expert for anything. And I'm not here to teach people. I'm just sharing my own feelings and my own opinion. That's what I'm saying. So I'm going to switch now. I think the other thing is like, I've seen a small, I don't know how to call it. I don't know if it's a small genocide or it's a mini war. I don't know. I was born in Zimbabwe. And 1983, I was about six, maybe. Something like that. I was already at school. Seven. And one day we went to school. I'm from Matabeleland, by the way. And the soldiers just came from, we're living this in the nice village. In that time, like, it's kind of like, I don't know how to call the season. It's like when the trees are so green, like everything, caterpillars are there, like really nice, sharp rain and stuff. So everything's green, green, green. You look outside, just so beautiful. And suddenly the soldiers just appeared. Different, every side of the school, they just came one by one. They just hold up the school, take the teachers, put everybody on the ground and start. It was so quick. As young people, they put us on one corner. And I remember like the sun was shining, they put the others to look in the sun. If you blink in your eye, they'll step in your face. I've seen that. And that time, I'm going to cut story short. Mugabe killed 20,000 people of my people in 1983. He's called Kukura Wunde. When he was interviewed, he said it was madness. And BBC said it was a mini genocide. And I'm still angry about that. But I didn't come here to talk about it. I'm just actually making an example. When you see refugees come from different countries, they've seen so much bad things. And they survive from just a little, you know. So I'm not going to go to Zimbabwean story, but I've just given a clue that sometimes that's why the refugees come to this country. Zimbabwe is still my country. I still want to go there and live, you know. But in the moment, I've been here for 23 years in UK, and every year I'm trying to actually to be a human being. Home office doesn't allow me to be, because my story has never been believed. Never. But BBC said it was a genocide, 1983. And I'm not going to talk about my case. I'm just, as I said earlier on, just give you like an example why refugees come to other these countries, because some of us were seeing death, seeing people get killed in a young age, you know. So, you know, it's still ongoing. You know, this thing never stopped. You know, every time there's an election in my country, someone has to die. But in UK, when there's an election, nobody dies. Why? Ask yourself that. And that's why people come here, because it's safe. They want came here for safety, not for your job, not for anything, but the system set up to help you. Why not? So I hope that makes sense to people. But I'm not going to apologize about talking about Zimbabwe 1983, because it happened. And if you want, you can Google it, check it. Nowadays, thank God for the technology. You can choose what you want to read. It's there. And I'm not here to provoke anything. I'm just sharing. I'll repeat again. The reason why I mentioned that was just the people don't understand why people come to these countries, because of safety. So I've seen it, how it can be if you're in that position. So if you've got a safe place, you can go no matter what. So, yeah, finish with my story. So I'm going to close by something positive, because it's good in life to touch every corner of life and never forget the positivity, because this is where we end. Positivity is one of the best feelings ever in life, if you end your day with, like in the podcast as well. So I'm going to talk about Black History Month. It's in this month in October, and in Glasgow is buzzing with events. Everybody's going to be celebrating food, poetry, and comedy, and lots of little stuff. And myself, I'm very lucky, because I'm, those who don't know, I do stand-up comedy as well, and I do like MC or host events. So I've already been asked to do two of them, which means I'm looking forward. Most thing I always look forward to during the Black History Month is to hear stories, meeting new people, and food. Food, you never go wrong to me. And dancing. Because I'm an MC, I won't be drinking, so I need to be, I'm a pilot, you know what I mean? So I'm making sure everything's good, which means good news. Maybe I'll celebrate later on. So that's positive, though. That's really positive. So, and yeah, what else is positive? I think October is one of the best months in the world, because there's lots of good things happening in October, because it just got like 2 months left to end the year. And you have to do good. You have to celebrate whatever we've done from January to October. That's why I like especially this event, Black History Month. And that's one of the things that people, they don't acknowledge that Black people have been here in Europe for such a long time, that when I listen to this Home Office secretary, she's talking like she's not from Africa. I was like, whoa, darling. Maybe if you look back properly, you must see where you're from. People change, you know. I don't blame her. People change. You know what I mean? People have a right to move on, but it'd be nice to move on peacefully and with a nice love of heart, care about people, you know. But yeah, I just say. So yeah, So I'm going to close by saying thank you so much for listening. It's Nico here. And if you really like what I'm doing, can you follow me on Spotify? Because the more numbers on Spotify, the more actually get message across. So please follow on the Spotify and YouTube as well. You can find Jakumau Podcast there on Facebook. Or you can go to www.wetalkpodcast.co.uk and share it with your friends. Or if you got any help, donations to run the podcast, please, you're welcome. And yeah, thank you.